ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we're reading from 10th canto, chapter 8. Lord Krishna shows the universal form, texts 26 through 28. 26 and 27 have short purports, so does 28. I'll just read the slokas, you can repeat, and the short purports, and then we can recite together text 28. Kalen alpena rajar se Ramakrishna's chagokule Agrista janu bipadbir Vichakramatur anjasaha Kalena alpena. Within a very short time. Rajarshe, O King Maharaj Parikshit, Ramakrishna cha, both Rama and Krishna, Gokule, in the village of Gokul, Agrista Janubihi, without the help of crawling on their knees. Padbihi, by their legs alone. Vichakramatu, began to walk. Anjasa, very easily. Translation. O King Parikshit, within a very short time, both Rama and Krishna began to walk very easily in Gokula on their legs, by their own strength, without the need to crawl. Purport. Instead of crawling with their knees, the babies could now stand up by holding onto something and walk little by little, without difficulty, by the strength of their legs. Text 27. Tatastu Bhagavan Krishna Vayasyar Vrajabalakai Saharamo Vrajastrinam Chikride Janayan Mudham Tataha. Thereafter, to but Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Lord Krishna, Vayasyai, with their playmates, Vrajabalakai, with other small children in Braj, Saharamaha, along with Balaram, Vrajastrinam, of all the ladies of Braja, Chikride, played very happily. Janayan, awakening. Mudham, transcendental bliss. Translation. Thereafter, Lord Krishna, along with Balaram, began to play with the other children of the cowherd men, thus awakening the transcendental bliss of the cowherd women. Purport. The word Saharama means along with Balaram. Along with Balaram is significant in this verse. In such transcendental pastimes, Krishna is the chief hero and Balaram provides additional help. Text 28. Krishnasya Gopyo Ruchiram. Vikshyako Mara Chapalam. Shinvantya Kila Tanmatur. Iti Hochu Samagataha. Krishnasya, of Krishna, Gopyaha, all the gopis, Ruchiram, very attractive, Vikshya, observing, Kumara Chapalam, the restlessness of the childish pastimes, Shinvantyaha, just to hear them again and again. Kila, indeed. Tat Matuhu, in the presence of his mother. Iti, thus. Ha, indeed. Uchuhu, said. Samagataha, assembled there. Translation. Observing the very attractive childish restlessness of Krishna, all the gopis in the neighborhood, to hear about Krishna's activities again and again, would approach Mother Yasoda and speak to her as follows. Purport. Krishna's activities are always very attractive to devotees. Therefore, the neighbors who were friends of Mother Yasoda informed Mother Yasoda of whatever they saw Krishna doing in the neighborhood. Mother Yasoda, just to hear about the activities of her son, stopped her household duties and enjoyed the information given by the neighborhood friends. Om Agyane Timurandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. In this chapter, there are different sections. The first section was when Garga Muni came to Gokul and gave the names to Krishna and Rama. Then Sukadeva Goswami began describing to Parikshit Maharaj the Komara Lila. First the infancy, then last week we heard about the middle age, middle Komara age, when Krishna began to crawl and how he enjoyed in the courtyard with Rama. And now we're hearing about the later pastimes. This is pastimes in Komara Lila. This is all within the Gokula Lila. At this stage, Krishna's chest gets a little broader and his waist becomes a little thinner. And with the strength of his legs, he and Balaram were quickly able to walk. There's one word here in text number 26, and that is anjasa. And here it's translated as very easily. So they very easily began walking at this age. And sometimes the word is put as ojasa. Ojasa means boldly or strongly. So with this walking, they became very adventurous and very curious also. In the spiritual world, everything exists originally. Janmadyasya yataha, just as is stated in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, everything comes from Krishna. But the activities of Krishna, as we'll hear today, are pure and full of bliss. When they're perverted into this world, they become full of enmity and full of envy. So Krishna and Balaram, when they began to walk, in the daytime, in the early morning, Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men, they would let loose the cows and the cows would go wandering all throughout Braja. So the men were not present in the village. The ladies, they had their work to do, cleaning up after the cows, and with all the milk that had been taken, the milk from the morning time milking, they had to boil the milk, they had to churn the yogurt, they had to make the butter. So they were very busy in their household duties. And the little children, they were left behind to play with the calves. So Krishna, who is the Adi Guru of all the children, he and Balaram, they would consult together. They were very curious because they saw how Nanda Maharaj had let loose all the cows and the cows went to wander. And they wanted to imitate their father. So they decided that they would let loose all of the calves. And they would herd the calves, just like their father herds the cows. So they, along with all their friends, some of them were taller, some of them were shorter, they would talk together, they would argue together, they would contradict each other. But Krishna and Balaram decided they were going to let loose the calves. So when they let loose the calves weren't accustomed to being loose like that, the calves started to run here and there. And then Krishna, Balaram, and all the boys, they wanted to control the calves. They had little sticks imitating their fathers, but they didn't know how to control the calves, so they would grab onto their tails to stop them from running. But the calves were stronger than them. They were just little boys. So the calves would drag them all over the courtyard. And then the mothers who were busy with their household duties, they would see what was going on. They would run out, try to catch the calves, tie them up again. So this was the beginning of Krishna's childhood activities in this late Kumara Leela. Then from their house, they became more bold. Krishna had a method. His objective was to steal. Now this stealing was not because he needed anything, because Mother Yasoda fed him very nicely. He wasn't hungry. It is a natural propensity to steal. So Krishna, with his method of stealing, all of his friends and Balaram, he had spies. And he would walk through the neighborhood on the roads, and he would send his spies into the houses to see where the gopis were. These are the elder gopis who were busy in their household duties. So when the spies came back to him, they would make a plan. They would go into the gopis' courtyards, and there they would again let loose the calves. And the calves, they would go running. The gopis would have to come out of their houses, catch the calves. And while the gopis were busy chasing after the calves, the boys would run into the house and steal their yogurt, steal their butter, drink their milk. Now how they did this was, Krishna, of course, he knows everything, but he was playing as a little child. Particularly, he loved butter. And the gopis, by the time, because Krishna was doing this on a daily basis, the gopis would try to hide all their milk products from Krishna. They would put the things in dark rooms, because there always had to be emergency yogurt and butter when cooking. They decided to hang it up, you know, they're on the ceiling, their hooks. They would hang from the hooks ropes, and then there would be an ila underneath. They would put the pots on that out of reach of the children because they knew the kids would come to steal. But Krishna, with the help of his friends, he would pile up planks, he would pile up mortars, if there was nothing to pile up, he would stand on the shoulder of his friends. Sometimes with his fingers, he would be able to break holes. And he would have the boys stand underneath as the milk and the yogurt came out. It would pour into their mouth to drink. If the pot was, they couldn't do with their fingers, they would take a long stick with an iron point and they would poke holes that way. They had all different ways of figuring out what was in the pots, how to reach the pots, and how to drink the contents of the pots. Now sometimes the pots were just sitting there. And Krishna, he would take that butter and that yogurt And as we see here in Vrindavan, the monkeys are always around waiting for something to eat. He would feed this butter and yogurt first to the monkeys. And the monkeys, they can only eat so much. So after the monkeys were full, they're not like us, they wouldn't take the whole pot to their room. They just eat as much as they can and then they run away. So after the monkeys were full, Krishna, he said, this makan, this is now contaminated by the monkeys, and he would break the pot. Now the gopis, they would run, they would try to catch Krishna, the owners of the houses, they would yell at him, tie him up, catch him, you thief. But when they saw the beauty of Krishna, they became completely stunned. So Krishna stole from them in two different ways. He stole from them without their seeing him when they ran into the house. And when they came to catch him and they saw his attractive, enchanting beauty and they were stunned, right in front of them he would sit down and eat all the butter and yogurt. And they would just drink in the beauty of this vision of Krishna stealing their butter and yogurt. So, in playfulness, some of the gopis were opposed, some of them were enjoyed actually what Krishna was doing, and some of them, for instance, one day, Mother Yasoda had friends, they would come to her house, they would live nearby. One of her friends was Mukara, that was Radharani's grandmother, and another friend was Karavati. No, Kara, I forget her. The grandmother of Chandravali. Yes. So, Karavati, yes. So, one day Krishna snuck into the house. And Mukunda said to her, she said, that dark boy has just come into the house. You go fast, you lock the door, and I'll catch him. So little Krishna, he heard them talking. And he immediately went and ran to hide in a dark corner, very afraid that these old ladies were going to catch him. Now Krishna, when Krishna would do all of this stealing, the gopis, they took a lot of pleasure coming to Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda, she was Nandarani, she was a queen, the queen of all of the subjects there. So she had her own golden seat that she would sit on. And the gopis, they would come and they would sit in rows and they would describe to her all of Krishna's mischief. In Sanskrit, also in Hindi, it's called Ati Chalu. Super naughty. So they would say, sometimes he comes to our house. If there's nothing in the house for him to steal, he'll threaten us. He said, I'm going to come tomorrow. If there's nothing here, I'm going to bring a fire torch. I'm going to burn your whole house down with you and your friends and your relatives in the house. And then as he was going out, he would pinch the babies and make them cry. So this was all in fun. This was to bring pleasure to these elderly gopis who loved Krishna. This is the whole reason for their being here, to see these childhood pastimes. Sometimes when Krishna and Balaram and the boys, after they had finished their stealing, Krishna would arrange for the boys to go into their little temple room and pass stool and urine there. And the mothers would tell Yashoda. She didn't believe it. She said, no, that's just some powder and oil. It's impossible. My child could never do such a thing. So not only Krishna, but Krishna is a thief in other incarnations as well and other forms. We've heard of Kirchor Gopinath. Kirchor Gopinath, he wasn't in a child form, but for Madhavendra Puri, he stole Kir. Then, of course, we know all about Vamanadeva. So Krishna is a most popular, most famous thief, and he is worshipped for his stealing. In the next chapter, we'll be hearing about the Damodar Lila. And every Damodar month, we sing the Damodar Astakam, written by Satyavrata Muni. So Satyavrata Muni, he prays there because he sees Krishna at this time. His hair now has grown. The locks of hair have come towards his eyes, so he'll shake them away. And in order to keep the hair in order, before he goes out to play, Mother Yasoda would make three braids, one on this side, one on this side, one in the center, and then she would tie it in the back. His hair was compared to kakapaksha, the black feathers of the crow, how they go down like that. So he would also have earrings that would sway to and fro, that would touch his cheeks. He would have a stick, a flute, a horn. He would decorate himself with different flower ornaments. And of course he had brilliant ornaments that Mother Yasoda would decorate with him with. And these ornaments, although Krishna's body is the ornament of all of his ornaments, the brilliance of these ornaments, when he would have to sneak into a dark room looking for yogurt and butter, these ornaments would brighten up the whole room so he could see where the pots are. So the gopis, they would complain to Mother Yasoda, "You shouldn't put ornaments on him." And Mother Yasoda would say, "Every child has ornaments. Why my child shouldn't have an ornament?" And they said, "But he lights up the whole room." It's because of the effulgence of his body, of course. So then they would complain to him that sometimes he teases the children, the little babies, just to make them cry. And when he's eating the butter, he sits right in front of us. And we can't stop him. We can't chastise him because he's so beautiful. So they would tell Mother Yasoda that at least in your own home, he should behave himself. Now, in the interim stage between when Krishna started to crawl, Mother Yasoda put a belt of bells around his waist. And that's because when a child starts to crawl, they can understand what's being said, but they can't yet express themselves properly. They can't talk. It's baby talk still. So when they're crawling around, the bells help the mothers know where the children are. But in this later Kumara Lila, because in the middle and the early, Krishna was either naked or only partially dressed. But as Krishna began to walk, Mother Yasoda used to put a small dhoti on him and a fanapati. That's like what we see on the deities. It's a belt, and they tie it in the center, and the front has what looks like the Naga's head coming up in front of the... So this is how Krishna would be dressing. And he still had his bells around his waist. So sometimes, when he wanted to steal butter, he would crouch down, and with his left hand, he would hold his bells. And with his right hand, he would eat the butter. And when you eat butter, you get it all around, your mouth is all shiny, and there's fragrance. So then he would take his two hands and wipe that away from his mouth so nobody could see that he had eaten the butter. But then he had it on his hands. So he would take his hands and he would rub them on the bells to get all of the fragrance and the shininess off of his hands. And then he would walk towards his mother and he would tell all the gopi assistants, he would wave his fingers, "Don't tell Mother Yasoda." And then he would stride up to her as if he had done nothing, because all of the evidence he had eradicated. Then sometimes, because he was sleeping, Mother Yasoda would get up early, just as we'll hear in the Damodar pastime. She would wake up before him, let him sleep. She would be churning the yogurt. So at other times, aside from when he did that mischief of stealing from her, when he would hear the churning rod, he would wake up, and he would sneak out of the room and go to other gopis' houses and steal their yogurt. Now, this stealing propensity, if we were to steal, we wouldn't be worshipped. When Krishna steals, he's worshipped.
But when we steal, we get beaten or the police capture us. So Prabhupada was explaining, he was in Mayapur one time, and he was with Jaipataka and some other devotees, that this stealing propensity is coming from Krishna. And when Krishna steals, we worship him. And when we steal, we get beaten. So this stealing propensity, along with that, comes another propensity. And that is teasing the gopis, enjoying with the gopis. Now, of course, these are the older gopis at this time. But these two things go together. The woman hunting, or the enticing the women, and the stealing propensity. They both come from Krishna. Many attributes that are considered to be abominable in this world are worshipable by when Krishna does it. He is the most violent. He kills. He lies. He steals. He hunts after women. And this is all sublime when Krishna does it. When we do it, it becomes abominable. So Prabhupada was explaining that in this world, if you steal, whether you steal a kira, which is a cucumber, or whether you steal a hira, which is a diamond, you're still a thief. So then Jaipataka Swami, he took it to the next level because they were talking about this Krishna's propensities. He says, yes, when I steal a kira, a cucumber, that's like grihastha life. I'm still trying to enjoy with a woman. And when I steal a hira, that's a diamond, that's like when I hunt after the prostitutes. So both are a form of woman hunting. And both are punishable. But one is stealing just a cucumber, and the other is stealing a diamond. So Krishna in these activities, he's worshipable. And Sukadev Goswami, he's describing all these activities to Parikshit Maharaj to increase his love. Now, not only did Krishna steal, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was also a big thief. He also would go into his neighbors' homes and steal their eatables. And he was so naughty, he would beat the other children, and he would pour water into the baby's ears and make them cry. And they would go, the mothers would go and complain to Sachi Devi, why are you beating the other children? Why do you steal? I feed you so much. You have everything in your home. But this was just to give pleasure to the neighbors, the other women. Just as Krishna's giving pleasure to the elderly gopis here in Gokula Lila. Now when Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Ramakeli for the first time, they wanted to give up their occupations immediately and take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them some advice that a married woman, when she has a lover, she does her household duties very nicely, but she's always thinking of her lover. So in that way, you do your duties very nicely and you think of Krishna. So these gopis, although Lord Chaitanya was speaking at that time about a paramour, because we're in these childhood pastimes and Krishna is now interacting with the elderly gopis, these elderly gopis had just as much love with this child Krishna in the form of Vatsalya Rasa. They were doing their household duties very nicely, but they're always thinking, when is Krishna going to come to my house and steal? When will I be able to go and complain to Mother Yasoda? And when all the gopis did come together, this was a form of joy for all of them when they would share with Mother Yasoda all the naughty activities that he had done. Now we have further, Krishna, not only would he steal, not only would he taunt the gopis, but he loved to hide. And this is another one of his pastimes. At the end of the day, when it was time for him to come home, he would be running all around the neighborhood. So Mother Yasoda would send his nurses out to look for him. And intentionally, the boys would hide. So Mother Yasoda and the aunts of Krishna and the nurses, they would all be wandering around the neighborhood looking for him. And they would also hide in different places. And when Krishna and the boys would come by, sneaking, they would grab their arms, and then the other boys would run away. So this was also a regular pastime amongst the children, hiding from their mothers. And in that way, they gave the mothers intense joy. So the mothers were always busy now with trying to find the children, trying to stop them from stealing, trying to keep them from taunting the gopis, trying to keep them from letting loose the cows, the calves. Now, the gopis would come and complain that he sets our calves free. And Mother Yasoda would say, well, he's helping you. No, 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 he sets them free at the wrong time, before the milking. So the calves go and drink all the milk before we can milk the cows. Then they would complain, well, he's so naughty. She says, well, why don't you chastise him? They say, well, we can't chastise him. He's too beautiful. That's your job. You have to chastise him. So this chastisement could not be done by anyone else except for Mother Yasoda. So there's a beautiful prayer that we sing during the Purushottam Mass. In short, it's called the Chaurashtakam by Bilvamangala Thakur. He describes all of these stealing propensities by little Krishna. He's Navanita Chora. That means he steals the fresh butter. But not only that, he steals the gopi saris. And he steals all the sins of his devotees. He steals Radharani's heart. And he steals everything from his devotees. He steals their honor, their senses, their mind, their families, their wealth, everything. And they then wander around like homeless beggars because they have nothing because Krishna's stolen everything from them. And then Bilvamangala Thakur, he describes that you can break the noose of Yamaraj. You can cut that noose. And you can cut the ropes of Maya Devi. But you can't break that knot that your devotee, Mother Yasoda, has tied around you. Only the devotees can capture you. So now I have captured you with my bhakti. And I'm punishing you by keeping you in the dark chamber of my heart. My heart is dark from ignorance. And I'm not going to let you go because of all the crimes of stealing that you've committed. I'm going to keep you there for pralaya, kalpa, sataka, for many, many, many years. So this is the prayer of the devotee. They understand that Krishna cannot be chastised. He cannot be captured by the jnanis, by the yogis, by anyone with mixed devotion. Only a pure devotee such as Mother Yasoda can capture him and tie him up with her devotion. When Krishna was tied up by his own choice, he was tied to the mortar. Then he remembered the bhakti of his devotee, Narada. He remembered that Narada had cursed the Nalakuvera trees, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, to become trees. And that Narada had given them a benediction, that you will be trees in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard, and you will be liberated personally by Krishna. So here we have Krishna tied up by his mother, and he wanted to fulfill, because of the bhakti of Narada Muni, he wanted to fulfill his benediction. So he dragged that mortar. He could have easily untied himself, but instead he dragged the mortar between the two trees, broke those trees down, and liberated Nalakuvera and Manigriva. So this is Krishna in his pastimes. Although he killed Trinavarta, he shook in fear of Mother Yasoda when she would come to chastise him. And he would look in all directions to make sure Mother Yasoda wasn't seeing him with his mischief. When the ladies came to complain about him, Krishna would be standing there, and his eyes would be darting from left to right. How can he become excused from all the things that the gopis are complaining against him? And his face would change color. And the gopis, as they were complaining, they would just be absorbed in watching his beautiful face. And therefore, they couldn't complain anymore. So these are the pastimes of Gokul Lila that we're enjoying hearing. And just by hearing these pastimes, we become free from all fear. All of our suffering becomes removed. And we then become immersed in trying to also have this darshan. And this is what Satyavrata Muni, he describes in the Damodar Astakam. This sakshat darshan of the Lord. We can't have this sakshat darshan in our present bodies. We can have it only through sankirtan. Because by chanting the Lord's holy names, the Lord manifests his beautiful form within our heart. And if we have such a desire as he had, then we can see these beautiful Gokul Lila manifesting in our heart, with child Krishna stealing the butter, Mother Yasoda chastising him and tying him up. And this is what Satyavrata Muni, he prayed for, that he could have this eternal darshan, sakshat darshan, of child Krishna in this beautiful Komar Lila, when he expresses and displays to all of the residents in Gokul these stealing pastimes. And that should be our desire also, that through this chanting of Hare Krishna, all these pastimes of the Lord are manifest to us. Now, we might be attracted to the Gokul Lila in the Vatsalya Ras. We might be attracted to the Sakya Ras, because the boys, they would take part in all these, they would be trained by Krishna to become expert thieves. We might be attracted to Krishna in the Madhura Ras. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was exhibiting his childhood pastimes, and the young girls, because it's the practice in Bengal to worship Lord Shiva, to get a good husband. So even at that young age, at this age, he will go to them and say, if you worship me, then I promise you'll get a good husband. And then he would threaten them, and if you don't worship me, I'll see that you get a husband with 4 co-wives and 7 children. So out of fear of little Nimai, they used to worship him. And finally, one day, he saw Lakshmi Priya doing her worship. And he expressed to her, he told her the same sloka that he also described to the gopis, that I understand that by your worship, you're actually worshiping me, and I understand the purpose of your worship also. And I assure you that all of your worshiping will be fulfilled. So upon reciting this verse in the 10th chapter, 22nd, 10th canto, 22nd chapter, verse 25, he and Lakshmi Priya, they became attracted to one another, and the arrangement was made for their marriage. And then later, Krishna, as he grew older and entered later into his Poganda Lila, this same pastime took place with the gopis. So gradually, Sukadeva Goswami, he is preparing us. As Krishna enjoys through his different childhood pastimes, now in the Komara Lila, and after this pastime of tearing down the 2 Jamal Arjuna trees, then Krishna will leave this Gokula Lila, entering Vrindavan, and entering into his Poganda Lila. So we, as recipients of this nectar flowing into our ears through Sukadeva Goswami's speaking, we're so fortunate. And by this chanting of Hare Krishna, all of these pastimes can become manifest in our heart. And we can get that sakshat darshan that all of the munis and the tattva darshis, they're describing to us in their poems and in their prayers. The tattva darshis, they teach us about Krishna. And Krishna, he teaches his friends about butter. So in these past times, we simply enjoy Krishna's childhood Leela, now in Gokul, later in Vrindavan, and then in Nandagaon when he reaches his Kaishora Age. And every day is very important for us to attend Srimad Bhagavatam classes. Finally, after 9 cantos, we've come to this 10th canto that we've all been waiting for, and there are only 9 or 10 people in the class. Where is everybody else? So please, take the highest advantage of hearing these beautiful slokas spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to Pariksha Maharaj for our benefit, so that gradually, our love will increase, just as the gopis' love increased, as the sakas, as Mother Yasoda, till it became unbearable. And then finally, in the final leelas, when Krishna was with Radharani, sitting right next to her, and Maru Mangal, he saw a bumblebee flying around. He said, "Oh, Maru is gone." He shooed the bumblebee away. And out of fear of separation from Krishna, although Krishna was right next to her, Radharani was feeling pangs of separation. So at that time, Krishna decided to fully increase the love in this Vipralamba Bhav of his devotees in Vrindavan. He decided to leave at that time. A crew came and took him away. Narada Muni explained to him that, yes, you'll be going now, but you will come back. And then Krishna, just to increase the love of his devotees in Braj, left Braj for about 100 years. And he would send them messages that very soon as my responsibilities are over in Mathura and Dwarka, I'll be returning to you. He sent Uddhava, he sent Balaram, but it took him 100 years to return. So Uddhava, when the messages would come from Braja to Krishna in Dwarka, Krishna would immediately want to run to Vrindavan. And he would take the advice of Uddhava, "Should I go now?" And Uddhava, understanding Krishna's heart, knowing that if he told him to go, he would immediately leave all the inhabitants of Dwarka and never come back again. So Uddhava would try to keep him steady until it was time for him to return. And there's one personality, that is the mother of Kamsa, Padmavati. When she would hear Uddhava expressing that the Brijbasis, they miss you so much, they want you to come back, she would say, "Oh, those scoundrels, they bribed you. When you went to Braj, they fed you with so many milk products to convince Krishna to come back to Braj. Now they want him to come back because he was going into the dangerous forest to herd the cows. And all they gave him was a little milk and yogurt and butter. So they want to use him as labor again, free labor, to herd the cows. And because they bribed you, you're trying to convince him to go back to Braja." So the Dwarkavasis, they had no entrance whatsoever into these beautiful pastimes of Gokul Leela and the childhood pastimes of herding the calves and herding the cows. So we, by simply hearing, we get this opportunity to increase our desire to enter into these Braj Leela in any of the different rasas, so that we can see directly, not in this body, but in our spiritual body, all of these pastimes unfolding. Therefore, I request all the devotees, please come and hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day, particularly this 10th canto. And we'll be going through the whole 10th canto this year for the first time. And therefore, we'll be hearing all of Krishna's pastimes so that we can completely immerse ourselves in Krishna Leela and prepare to go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Any questions? All glories to Srila Prabhupada.